One of the biggest things that surprised me when I became a parent is that my child would have very strong characteristics of my father, even though we never lived in the same house. My oldest son, Drew, is very much like my dad. He walks like my dad. He talks like my dad, he's built like my dad, and he thinks like my dad. But we never grew up in the same house as my father. Of course, we visit them, but I couldn't believe how much my son was like my father, even though they weren't always together. It was definitely in the DNA. My other children are not that way. They are very much like other family members, my husband and his father and relatives. But that amazing quality that you can have your ancestors' personality DNA, not just their appearance, but their thoughts. The Bible does tell us about generational sins. I think if we each look back in our family lines, we would see that there might be something that would be a besetting sin that might be strong through the lines of our DNA. We have to look at that and decide, with God's help, that is going to stop with me. Sometimes the sin of alcoholism runs stronger in a family, or anything, really. Any kind of sin and weakness can be kind of a family trait. It doesn't mean that you're not responsible or that it's not a sin, but it might be easier for you to fall into that trap than other things because of your family line. When I was teaching my Sunday school class about Abraham and Isaac the last few weeks, the thought really struck me that Isaac picked up the qualities of his father in good ways and in bad ways. We probably know the story that Sarah, Isaac's mother, Abraham's wife, was very beautiful, and that he asked her to lie, and if anyone saw them together, to say, "You're my sister." Now, ladies, would that give you a lot of confidence in your husband if he asked you to lie so that he would not be harmed by your beauty if someone else wanted to? Yikes. Sarah's the most amazing Bible character because not only did that happen, but Abraham did not try to stop the people that took his wife away from him, or did not try to go get her. The Bible doesn't record it, at least, that he got together an army and tried to get his wife away from the bad guys. He did do that for his no-good nephew Lot, got an army together for him. He did not do that. It is not recorded that he did that for Sarah, yet the New Testament tells us that she called him Lord or Sir, and she respected him for the Lord's sake. That is such an amazing thing to me. Abraham was a wonderful man of God, but he had his weaknesses, and that was one of them. To add insult to injury, that did not just happen one time. That happened two different times while Sarah was kidnapped and Abraham watched her go. God protected her both times. God himself protected her. Yet she came back and was brought back to Abraham and still treated him with respect. That's a great lesson in itself. But the lesson I want to talk about today is this. Isaac was not born yet when these things happened. I do not know, and we do not know, if Isaac ever knew about those situations with his parents when he was growing up, whether or not his father told him that story or his mom told him that story or not. But do you know the Bible records that years later, Isaac did the same thing with his wife, Rebekah? He pretended that she was his sister to not get in trouble with those around him and to not be harmed. Wow. Children acting like their parents. Now, also on the flip side, Isaac learned the faith of the greatest man of faith in the Bible, Abraham. He learned that faith so well, he learned to trust in God so well, that when he was, they took a trip, and on the way, his father took him and had him build an altar. And then Abraham said, "Isaac, God told me to make you the sacrifice. We are going to kill you because God said." That was, I'm sure, the very hardest few days of Abraham's life. But here is the amazing thing. Isaac was not a small boy who was bound and thrown up on this altar. Isaac was a grown man. This is a picture of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament about what Jesus would do when he willingly laid down his life and died for us on the cross. Isaac was probably stronger than his father by this point. Yet his faith in God was personally so strong that he was willing to be bound, and he himself climbed up on that altar to be sacrificed, not knowing that God would stop them and provide a ram. And it didn't cause him to be bitter against his dad. He had faith in God the way his dad did. Unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable. But sin, no matter how great of a Christian, sin will always come back to get you. And in Isaac lying like he did with his wife, which was what Abraham did with his wife, that family weakness and sin of lying when things were difficult. When Isaac was old and he couldn't see, his wife Rebecca, who had not been there for any of the previous situations, trained her son Jacob to lie to his father so that Jacob could get the double blessing. You see that comes back to you. The lying, the family trait, that even though Abraham and Isaac were the greatest men of faith in the Bible, there was that sin. God is so good in showing us the full picture of everyone in the Bible. He shows us the greatness and the weaknesses of King David, the greatness and the sin of Solomon. He shows us the good and the bad because he knows human nature. We are all like that. We all have our times of faith in God, and we have our time of sin. We all need a Savior. We all need to repent. We all need God every single day. We cannot rely on our own strength, no matter who we are. But what I want to point out today is this. Take the time in your life to look back and pray about it and tell the Lord, "Lord, this one thing that happens a lot in my family, I'm asking you to remove that stronghold. I'm trusting you to let it end with me, to please take it out so that my children and grandchildren will not suffer with that weakness. Help me to live a life that ends that. Help me to be strong enough to live without that sin in my life, in front of my children." And then grab hold of the faith that you have. If you have a godly heritage, grab a hold of it, show it, live it out in front of your children and your grandchildren. Talk about the Lord constantly, the way that Abraham must have with Isaac, for him to be so strong and close to the Lord himself. What a great, great man of God he was. These are just a few thoughts about family heritage today that have been on my mind. I hope you have a great week. Let's walk in love. We love God through loving others.